We last spoke of the angelic announcement in the skies above the shepherds in tiny Bethlehem. Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Your attention, please. Joy is offered to all of us through the Savior born, Jesus. Joy can be difficult to define, difficult to describe. But so often we start by saying, you know, it's like happiness. Maybe. But is there a difference between happiness and joy? I believe so. While I have written on this before, this is the week of joy on the Advent calendar, and I revere these next thoughts. Happiness at some point, sooner or later, is fleeting, while joy is lasting. I like what the old preacher Charles Spurgeon said on the difference between joy and happiness. That word joyful is a very sweet and clear one. Happiness is a very dainty word, but yet it is somewhat insecure because it begins with a hap and seems to depend on a chance which may happen to the soul. We say happy-go-lucky, and that is very much the world's happiness. It is a kind of thing that may hap and may not hap. So it's helpful to know that happiness is derived from the Latin word hap. Hap means haphazard. But there is no hap in joy. When we are joyful or full of joy, and that of the best kind, we are favored indeed. Here are a few things I know about joy. Joy is not about personality or temperament. I've actually had people tell me they aren't the joyful type, just not wired that way, since they are serious people, not given to frivolity. Friends, joy is not about temperament or your personality. Next, joy must be experienced in the moment, which is why the psalmist wrote, "This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it." This is the day, today, the present. Much as I have wished, much as I have wanted, we cannot save joy in a bottle to experience it on the morrow. Joy is not dependent on circumstances, which is why Paul could rejoice even while in prison. And the reason he could say, "I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances." Are you kidding me? This is huge. No matter what is happening in our lives, we can maintain our joy. Amazing. Joy is inextricably tied to hope. Without hope, there is no joy. Joy is linked with the heart of God. Yea, it comes from the heart of God because at the heart of God are all things good. Why, at the heart of God is only good. For some, that is hard to swallow because God has oft been painted as harsh, austere, far off, possibly vindictive, or a cosmic killjoy when he is none of those. Isn't it interesting that there is only one time of year when joy is splashed on signage, cards, neon, and ads? Christmas. If only we could apprehend the angelic message given to the shepherds that night in Bethlehem for ourselves. If only we could read the following words as for the first time. Fear not. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day a Savior. So joy was linked with Jesus from his first days on earth. Yes, Jesus, God's plan of redemption for his beloved creation, is the source of joy for all people. And do not miss that truth. Joy is meant for all people. Here's a prayer. God, Please fill us to overflowing with the joy that comes from knowing the baby announced to the shepherds that night was the Son of God sent for all mankind. Thank you that our identity is found in you. We have joy because you have our names written on your palm and will one day welcome us home. And then our joy will be made complete. Yes, and amen.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him. And heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and heaven and nature sing.
Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ.
While field and floods, rocks, hills, and plains repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy.